seemed like the key sequence in the second half was those back-to-back threes when you guys did surrender the lead temporarily and gotten those back-to-back threes. Talk about what that sequence meant, especially for you guys. First, that lead back out to seven.
We were fortunate a little bit to the ball bounced the right way, and we got some bounces there. I thought we had some opportunities where we didn't get fouls that were called that hurt us, and in that situation the ball bounced out and we were fortunate to knock down a couple of shots that really changed the momentum of the game and helped us push our lead and had some cushion going toward the end. You know, if we don't make one of those threes, now it's a one possession game as opposed to a two possession game, which really makes a difference.
It seemed like you guys got whatever you wanted offensively as far as the execution of things, especially in the first half when you got that 9-point lead. Did everything click as well as it seemed to me from the sidelines as far as your take on the offense?
Yeah, I thought we did a pretty good job. I didn't think we scored as much as we could have. You know, Ross Marin had some opportunities at the basket that he didn't finish. And Matt Kyle had some opportunities that he didn't finish. And we turned the ball over in some sequences, key sequences in the first half, especially to start the second half. We turned the ball over too much. But, yeah, I thought our execution all weekend was really, really very good.
Talk about the significance of winning three league road games in a row for you as well.
Well, that's something that we haven't done in a long time. And it's something that's hard to do, to get on the road and win games. And, you know, I think that we have a pretty good basketball team and we're starting to play better as a team. And, you know, last week when we lost to Brown, that was very difficult for us. And, you know, we had a good week of practice. We bounced back and we played well.
How about a little heads-up play, like bouncing the ball off a defender's back to inbound it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's, you know, it's one of those things we talk about it all the time. When we defend out of bounds play, you need to have your back to the baseline to see the ball. And we talked to our guys about if that doesn't happen, you might get one off your butt. And Eric was smart enough to do that tonight.